From the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 4, it reads, "There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown." Here in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, some say a controversial scripture. Here in Genesis 6, 4, it's speaking of the sin of angels, fallen angels, the sons of God coming in to the daughters of men. Not only does it speak to the fallen angels and their depraved nature of lust, but also of an agenda, a scheme of the enemy, the devil himself, hoping to disrupt the seed of men that brings forth the Messiah. We know that the Messiah is foretold to come down through the annals of time from Genesis 3:15 throughout Scripture, coming down through the nation of Israel, coming down through the tribe of Judah, coming down and fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God. The interpretation of Genesis 6:4 is also confirmed in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, which states, "For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." This is speaking of Genesis 6:4, where these fallen angels were cast into the lower parts of judgment. This word hell in the scripture is the word Tartarus, which is a lower part of judgment than Hades, or hell throughout the scripture. This interpretation is also confirmed in the book of Jude, verse number 6. Which states, "And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day." These fallen angels had an agenda to disrupt the seed of the forthcoming Messiah in order to try and stop the Messiah from coming, to avoid the judgment to come. These demons know that judgment is coming for their folly. For in Luke chapter 8, when Jesus Christ was casting out demons from the individual possessed in Gadara, those demons rose up and said, "We note who thou art, the Holy One of God. Have you come to torment us before the time?" They knew that judgment was coming. The book of James teaches that demons believe in God, but tremble. They don't have saving faith, but they know that God exists and judgment is coming. This plan of the enemy to disrupt and try and stop the Messiah from coming is a plan throughout the ages of the enemy. We saw it in the book of Moses, chapter 1 of Exodus, where Pharaoh had a law to kill the newborn males in Egypt. We also saw this plan in the book of Esther, as Haman attempted to destroy the entire nation of Israel. We also saw this in the time of Jesus, where King Herod made a decree in Matthew chapter 2 to kill all the male children 2 years old and under. This diabolical plan to disrupt and thwart and keep the Messiah from coming by destroying the seed of Israel is a plan that happened throughout the ages and even includes these fallen angels hoping to disrupt and pervert the seed of the nation of Israel from producing the Messiah. But we know from Scripture that Jesus Christ has the victory. For on the cross, he said, "It is finished. And Scripture declares in the book of Philippians that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.